Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everybody, welcome aboard Big Deck Energy, talking about episode 8 of season 4 of Below Deck : Sailing Yacht. Here we are. We're back once again to talk about what a wild week it was here on Below Deck. And back with me to talk about it all, it's Sasha Joseph. Sasha, how are you?
So good, right? Like happier than Chase's on alcohol. Like I'm here. Rob,
not as happy as Chase. Not happy today.
Not our Eeyore, but here we are. Because if you ask me, right, like why did you pitch Below Deck? This is the episode is I show you, because I was like, Rob, just wait on it. I'm telling you,
they nominated are gonna get for a lucky. Critics Choice Reel Award, Best Ensemble Cast.
I love this stupid show. Mm-hmm.
Oh my
this
God.
This is why, Rob.
All right. This was a wild, wild episode. It was really a party out of control. And we were going to talk about all of that here tonight. First off, let me just thank Kirsten again last week for stepping in for Sasha. Missed this amazing episode by 1 week.
I know. Sorry, Kirsten. Listen, that's a real one. I appreciate her, but also thank God. Because if I would have missed the kiss after pitching this show, I would have made you redo it with me at this point.
Let's redo it. Okay.
You'd be like, we're doing it again, Rob. Sorry.
All right. So we've got a lot to talk about here tonight. Also, shout out to our Vanderpump Roundtable. Everything I know about the Vanderpump drama I learned from the RHAP Vanderpump Roundtable. I listened to the whole podcast the other day. It was very informative. Thanks to Brian Cohen, Ali Lasher, TikTok Nicole, and Haley Strong, who's out there reading the subreddit and following all of this drama for wall-to-wall Vanderpump coverage of the three-part finale. You want to hear that in our Bravo podcast feed. Go to robiswebsite.com/Bravo feed for all of that. Sasha, this was like a pretty ho-hum affair for 30 minutes or so with Big Jim and the crew and the talent show, yada, yada, yada. But then, oh my God, things just really just went off the rails.
No, because they were almost like, just wait, right? Hold on for it. You thought that flag was the craziest thing that's going to come out of this? Couldn't be us? I can't, okay? Because on the rewatch, Rob, because, you know, the first time I watch it, I'm just like, whatever. But then the second time I was like, okay, let me be prepared for the podcast. There were actually hints all episode for Daisy hitting on.
There were clues.
Yeah, they were giving us clues all the time, because it even starts with when Daisy's down with Colin, right? After the engine stuff, Daisy says, You're Mr. Amazing, apparently. You can do it all, not just according to the guests, but according to everyone. Girl, stop it. Mm-hmm. Okay, stand up. Then she says, we're all talentless except for Colin. He's so cute.
Yeah.
It was happening. And then it happened, and the whiplash that I got, because I was like, wait, what? How? Okay.
All right. Well, if anybody's just listening to the podcast, doesn't know what we're talking about. So Daisy and Colin hooked up at the end of a wild night of debauchery, which I think we need to completely walk through, because it was just one twist and turn after another, which really ends up with Daisy and Colin together. I wondered, do you feel like that was any part of this setup from Gary riding in the women's limo and giving the scouting report of what all the men think about Daisy? And Gary's scouting report about Daisy is like, all the men want to F Daisy, but they're too scared of her.
Which is like such a cop out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, please, if you're a real man, you're not going to be afraid. Gary, shut up. How about that? And she did kiss Alex, so it's not like she's not down. Get over yourself, loser. Mm-hmm. But I do think that there was like an ego. There's a lot of ego situation going on. Gary's ego, Colin's ego, Daisy's ego, Alex, Matt's. You name it, Chase, Mr. Eeyore's ego. So I just think that Daisy was like, I could show you. Because you think Matt? No. I will get the king. I am the kingmaker. And she just made it happen. I loved it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start to talk through some of this stuff. Do we want to just go through like our headlines at this hour and circle back to Big Jim? Or you want to talk about just real quick the saga of Big Jim's second trip?
Yeah, let's quickly go through the saga of Big Jim, because I don't want to like have to worry that I missed something.
Did you remember Big Jim from last year?
I remember the talent show, because question, right, to everyone. Would you remember Big Jim? Absolutely the hell not.
Yeah.
Maybe the flag, and that's it. So I remember the talent show because I was like, oh, these people are so unhinged. But they were nice, and I don't remember nice people.
Yeah, I'm sure Big Jim is great to hang out with, whatever. But ultimately, like, you know, we don't remember the people that are just, like, the nice people.
Listen, if you're nice, you're not going to be remembered. Thank you for being nice, but like, it's not good TV. Stop casting nice people.
Right. Okay. So, all right. Big Jim, that he's still going. Big Jim loves his talent show. And Big Jim should be the one hanging out with Justin Guarini. he loves his talent show so much.
Listen, do you have any talent? Like you could, you know, perform on demand, I should say. Because I mean, you're a talented podcaster. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know. In terms of, like, the talent show, I don't think I have anything that would dazzle at the talent show.
You could do impressions.
Mouth trumpet.
Oh, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think you win. Because you and Colin would, I think, finally.
We could jam. Yes, the two of us.
Acapella. I love it.
Okay, so I don't know if they would want me too much on the talent show. But okay, so we're going to get ready for that. There's a lot of like prep for the talent show. There was also some drama going on over that. Did Alex do a good job cleaning the ship?
Okay, right. And this is where you're like, this is a silly, dumb show. But then you can pull something out and take it to an HR conference, right? And that's this. Because Gary is dumber than rocks for this. And usually I feel that Gary, when it comes to work, is like A1, right? Like, and I think that's part of his charm, is that like he's a doofus outside, but on the, when it's him and Bosun, or now he's first mate, he is like in full form. But what a mega dummy this guy is, all right? Because Alex is not doing a good job. We've known this now for how many episodes? I can't even tell. Whatever number. Episode. Yeah, for 8 episodes, we have known. Alex, bless his heart, is not good on the night shift. Chase has been bringing this up. And then instead of letting your, you know, folks, like your deckies handle it, Gary, alpha man has to like take up space for what reason? And straight lies on Chase's name.
You know,
name.
I'm cool with it, but, you know, Chase is really mad. So that, like, oh, okay, yeah. He's like, you know, it's not a big deal to me, but you really, Chase is pissed. Chase is really mad. So, you know, you got to do a better job. I mean, do we think that maybe, is it possible that Alex has narcolepsy? Because, I mean, this man fell asleep in the hot tub when Mads was trying to hook up with him. Is it possible that maybe he just can't stay awake?
You know what? I think that he gets bored easy is his problem, and which equals to then he's like, I can just sleep anywhere. I'm just going to go to bed because screw this. Because we see he's like, I worked for 6 hours cleaning the boat. Cut to like what he actually did. He worked for 30 minutes and then he went to bed at 3 a.m. What are you doing? You're on anchor watch. You can't sleep. No, I do think that he's just like hot and bored. That's his problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all right. So that he feels like, oh, now Chase is mad at me. And so Alex, he apologizes to Glenn. He says, my bad about the boat. They'll talk about it all later. We also get some talk with Gary and Mads trying to DTR Sasha.
Oh, my God. Right. Okay. So I've never related to a human more than Mads in this moment because like she's flirting with Alex. Right. Flirting. And when I say flirting, I feel like that is me because she's like, you're so stupid. It's unreal. And I feel like I do that to people when I actually like them. So, you know, I've not graduated elementary school. And I love Alex because he's like, the feeling's not mutual. You went to college, right? So they're like in it, right? There, Alex is like, yes, I'm in. She's flirting with me. I'm going to give it back. And then Gary's ass shows up. And he has, again, another HR violation, right? Because he's like, so many.
They need an HR person on the boat.
Please, because he just says, come hang. Mads is working, Rob. And he's like, no, come hang at work. Come hang. Have some shame. Yeah. Have some shame.
And, you know, he was like, so what is this? Like, what are we doing? Like, and, you know, she's basically saying like this, like, this is like this is like a casual hookup. She's like, yeah, that sounds fine. That's fine.
I love just, again, for all of us, right, that have put in years for Gary to get his comeuppance, we are living our best life, okay? Because Gary has been doing this to girls left, right, and center, right? He's been like, listen, when I told you I really liked you, that was just like in bed and I was drunk. Now I got to move on to the next two. That's Gary. That's been Gary. And now look at him. An ounce of competition. And your ounce of competition is guy that falls asleep in hot tubs. Mm-hmm. Right? And so
he's like, well, I don't like it when you hold his hand and interlock your fingers.
What about when you were the under and effing the other girls the last seasons? Gary is so hypocritical, Rob. I can't, like, it was comical to watch because it was time for him to get his lashings and she gave it so well because she's like, I mean, this is casual. I'm not trying to, please leave me alone. So I hope that Alex does end up hooking up with Mads soon.
Okay.
Gary would combust.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about the talent show.
And, oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we get to the talent show. The costumes, like, that Daisy is having costumes flown in, props, and we need to get our talent show going. Chase tells us that he has two talents, Sasha.
No, when can I fight him? Because he's so good at his job, but such a flop as a human, right? Because he's just like, I mean, I'm good at painting and good in bed.
Painting houses, yeah.
It's Chase, good in bed. Chase, who lied to you? Have you seen him dance? Chase, stop it. Stop it.
What'd you think? I mean, he seemed like he's a master yogi.
That is... As an Indian, let me tell you, that is not a master yogi. Yeah. Them shorts was tight, okay? It was not working.
Okay. We also heard about Lucy's talent. Lucy really that she got a lot of attention in this episode after her talent show performance.
Cheers to the boobies.
that's what Jay said.
Yeah, that's the title of the episode. But I can't, right? She can wiggle her boobs, which wiggle I her get boobs. It.
That's a very yeah. That's a good way to describe that.
I don't know. Like, well, the way she said it, I'm not repeating that.
Right. Right. Well, she started off and said, first, like, I can wiggle my ears.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
I bet when she originally did it, and then she said, and then I can also wiggle her boobs. Yeah. And for people who are listening, like without any other like assistance from other parts of her body.
Yeah. And that's her talent, right? So it needs to be like not jumping or anything. And she did it. And I was like, sure, why not? And you know, a la Terry Crews, because that's the thing I feel like he did. We have seen him do. Yes. But Lucy, no.
Yes.
Like, treat yourself better, queen.
Terry Crews showed up on other RHAP podcasts this week.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. And Terry Crews, we found out, has a elongated, smooth rear end.
You know, why not? Talent. Yes, thank you, Terry.
Another talent. Okay. And so then everybody, we're getting like a montage of the talent show. At one point, like Gary comes running out with the Big Jim flag and then almost kills Mads and Lucy.
You know, he said, if I can't have you, Mads, no one can.
No, I'm really surprised that they didn't get seriously hurt, Sasha.
They probably did, for all we know, and they just edited it out for liability. Gary's such, I'm telling you, Gary's such a mess. Like, what are you about, Lord Farquaad? Like, I don't get it.
then we also get Colin's beautiful song, and this was the showstopper.
As it should be, the grand finale, the piece de resistance, right? Like hot Alex and smooth Colin. I felt that this is what dreams are made of, talking about noodle hairs and decans.
Yeah, and so everybody loves Colin's song, and Big Jim is going to pick a winner. Was there a prize for the talent show?
The flag was the prize.
Oh, you win the Big Jim flag?
Yeah. I think that's a punishment, but you know, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Is Big Jim coming back next season for another talent show?
At this point, Why? He has to.
Why?
Big Jim, please give us big drama. Big mess is needed, Big Jim. Y'all are too nice. Because the only thing I saw them being like, quote unquote, mean, which I don't even think they're mean, is like them talking about their friend, right, in the water. They're like, oh, here comes Mallory without her bottoms again. I was like, that's your friend. You're on TV. Like, shut up. But outside of that, they were so vanilla.
Yeah. No, it was pretty boring all in all. So it's ultimately, you know, we're still dealing with Chase and Gary talk to Alex. This is when Alex starts to be like, boy, Chase doesn't seem that mad. Like, I feel like is Chase like playing this off, or did Gary lie?
I think, okay, this is where, right, like, since we podcast so much about strategic games, this is where we'd be like, you get a 10 on the stock watch, right? Because Chase, chef's kiss on what you did. He stumbled into it, I'm sure, but it doesn't matter. I want to give him his flowers because he was like, well, Gary told me not to talk to him, but how do I do this, you know, and keep it all copacetic. And I loved it because he was like, yeah, man, it was Glenn that's like getting on to me. How annoying is that, right? So just good job. Good job, Chase. Okay. I feel like that was a great move.
Yes. Okay. So you're giving, for this part of the week, Chase gets a good grade in the stock watch.
Up until before the night out. Let's be very clear.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Alex does a good job. Then he stays up all night. Yeah. And so, yeah. Okay. Then there was like one point where Gary and Colin were talking about women, and Colin calls Gary a stage 5 clinger.
Call it. I think everyone is done with Gary. Even the chat is saying that, right? Like, where they're just like, what's going on with Gary this season? Mm-hmm. But I agree. I just think that he finally has some competition. And that's, like, made him into, like, what I want, Maddie. What I want to, like, I want to be in love. When has this man ever wanted to be in love? Like, stop. You don't even love yourself. That's why you act this way. Please.
Do we think that Big Jim is a Survivor fan? Because he asked a question to the crew. If somebody had to get sent to Exile Island from the crew and then Big Jim had to replace them, who would they want to send to Exile Island?
Oh, that was very much in my notes for you. I was like, did you catch that? Because that was a moment, mm-hmm. I feel. And I loved it. And the answer is Chase, right? Unfortunately.
Yeah, please send Chase to the edge of extinction.
Listen, he can be at the Islands of Idols and they can be entertained for the rest of their life. Leave mm-hmm. him.
Yeah. So, I mean, because Exile Island is not a like commonly used phrase outside of Survivor, correct?
That's what I thought, right? Like, who are we banishing, right? Like, there could be a version of that, but mm-hmm. Exile Island feels so on the nose.
It's not even like, who would you vote off the island? Like, it's like, that is very technical, Exile Island, because that's not even something that's on every Survivor season.
Big like,
that's
Jim.
That's a deep cut reference for Big Jim.
Do you want to come Big Jim on loves Below show. Deck.
He probably loves a bunch of reality shows.
That's true. And listen, Survivor is like one of the big ones. You know what? So I
spent this whole podcast talking about how Big Jim is boring. And this is going to be like another like Tyler Crispin situation. He was like, I would have come on the podcast, but you had to call me boring. So now I'm out.
Listen, Big Jim, if you give us a flag, maybe we'll bring you back on.
Maybe that's on Exile Island. You have to raise the Big Jim flag to leave.
No, you have to put the puzzle together. The 3D printed. This is a slide
puzzle Big
oh,
Jim.
No. And for everyone that doesn't watch the show, I want to make, I know y'all talked about it last night, but I'll say it again. The flag was naked Big Jim. Mm-hmm. Just so, it's a slide puzzle where his body parts are just all over the place. My God.
Yeah. Sasha, they tried to make us care about that there was going to be some drama with parking the boat. I feel like that we do this every week. Is Glenn bad at parking?
Well, Glenn has hit the dock, right? And literally raised the dock.
Yeah.
So that's why. But I will say, out of all the drama, this felt like the best, right? Where you're like, okay, I'm interested. Because the noise, right? The squeezing Foley. Oh, how do you say it? Foley? Whatever they did on The Amazing
yes.
Race.
Yeah, it's the Foley. Yeah.
Foley, yeah. That noise that they did, I was like, that's more drama, right? The squeaking of the... not the tender. Like, I always call it the tenders. Fenders.
Yes.
Where but I was
there's
like,
fenders
ooh.
And a tender.
I know. That's why I was like, what is it? But those little black things. It was so funny to watch that. And I was like, okay, finally just hit it. Because how is it going to fit? But boring.
That's what Matt said. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's talk about ultimately the tip that we get from Big Jim. So everybody's leaving. Big Jim's got like a big wad of cash. He says it's all in ones because he's always going to strip clubs. Like, take it easy, Big Jim.
Big Jim, your Survivor million will not last you long if you do this. Please.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, this tip meeting goes better than the last one. Glenn seems pretty pleased with everybody. Turns out $27,500 from Big Jim and his friends. Is that the highest total of the season? Higher than the author guy?
Because did we get to 30? No, right? No, that's just what we have in past. Yeah. So this was the highest, 27. Yes.
Okay. So, good tip from Big Jim, and now it's time to go out. And so it was a successful time out, with the exception of like the boat going on fire last week, but we worked it all out. And so time to get ready to party. And we get a montage of everybody getting dressed, and this is when Chase breaks out the funnel.
Chase, like, stop being so aggressively American, please. Mm-hmm. For 2.2 seconds. And listen, I want to make it clear, Rob, like, I, even though I don't drink a lot, I am that person.
You are that person with the funnel.
With just straight a bottle, yes. I will say.
That is your Twitter handle, right? Yes. Funnel size 04.
Correct. I should change it. You're right.
Have you done
it's
the
actually
you do,
bottle
you,
service?
You do the funnel, right?
I have done it once. Would not recommend.
Only once?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't like to make a fool of myself. Yeah.
I've done it. And it, like, I feel like that it is imposing, but I kind of feel like that once you've done it, I feel like it's not actually that hard to do. Gravity, I feel like, is doing a lot of the work for you on the funnel. I think the hardest thing about the funnel is then what happens to you after you do the funnel.
Yes, that's exactly why I will never do it again. Mm-hmm. And the fast swallowing is a lot too.
Yes. Also, I feel like that the world of germs, I feel like, has been like really illuminated a great deal since the last time I have done the funnel. I don't think Purell was invented yet.
Can I just tell you, people don't give two shits. Like,
alcohol kills most of the bacteria, right?
At Bryce and Wendell, I did get a champagne bottle, and I will tell you, half of your podcasters would pass this. I'll just say that.
Yes.
Because I said no cups. No one can use cups.
Yeah, it seemed like that they were passing it. Like, I watched, Survivor spoilers, like, at the final tribal council, people were, like, shaking up the champagne like it was, like, the, you know, Game 7 of the World Series. And then I was watching the Instagram videos, and people were doing that then. Like, it's one thing, like, I guess at tribal council, I guess they just, like, you know, who cares? But I saw people doing this, like, at this Survivor party. If I would be freaking pissed if I went to one of these parties and I got sprayed with champagne. Like, what the hell?
No, Rob, you would be in the moment, hopefully.
I wouldn't.
You'd be with us, where I'd be making I want to make it clear, I'm shorter than everyone. So everyone literally had to kneel while I poured champagne.
So you were pouring champagne onto people? Or they were like passing around one
into
bottle
their
of champagne?
Mouth. No, I was like, no one can drink from glasses. Mm-hmm. I will be pouring champagne. So my point is, like, if we go on Below Deck, I think we're doing that with Chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the chaser.
I think it's happening. Right. Yeah, well, no chaser.
He got out the funnel. No, literally nobody asked for the funnel. He got it out himself, and then is trying to get other people to do the funnel, and nobody wants to. And he's like, please, please do the funnel.
And he's like, are there any men with balls on this boat? Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the weakest part of the male's body. Like, stop. Right? Like, get it together, I'm so tired of it.
Yeah.
And Mads and Lucy are my favorite, right? Because they can hear him from while they're getting dressed. And they're like, I'm already over him. And you know who I'm talking about. I don't need to say his name.
And so Chase, you know, he gets himself like completely sloshed before they even leave. Okay. And then he is insufferable the rest of the night.
Oh my God, please. Because when Gary does the funnel, right? And then he makes Gary give him a chest bump. Okay, I will say I did not realize that that is an American only thing, because sports are a big deal everywhere. Think a lot
of hooligans would be doing this.
Correct, Gary. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because I was like soccer, football. I felt like that was a thing in rugby.
They never chest bump on Ted Lasso?
I don't know. That's my question. Yeah, because the way Gary did the chest bump, I watched it like three times because he goes like this with his hands like a penguin and just runs up for
the chest. He doesn't know what to
do. Please. Yeah. Please. And then Gary's just like, America. Embarrassing. Stop it.
And so Chase is constantly, he is, I want to try to put this delicately, but he is objectifying Lucy. A great deal.
Yes. That's a very nice way of saying it. Yeah.
Yes.
And he just keeps calling them chicks. And I was like, where is the chicken for these chicks? Because you have to stop calling them chicks. You're pissing me off, man. Yeah.
And he's really fixated on one particular wiggling part of Lucy's body. And I'm not talking about her ears.
Listen, the fact that he wants to do a boob luge. Get over yourself.
Yeah. Do we need to define what a boob luge is for listeners? Do people know what that is?
Rob is gonna do it.
Yeah. Maybe you should start with like an ice luge of, you know, like people like that. They still do this, like this big ice block. And then there's like a pathway down the ice block. And then people put like their mouth right up to it. And they pour like the drink down the ice luge.
But minus the ice plus the boobs.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of alcohol. Yeah.
Chase has like devised like a different like course in his mind. And that is what like he has put this, he's out into the universe. They say that's the secret. If you want to manifest something, you have to say it to the universe. And that's what he said he was going to do.
The universe has part of my language bitch slapped him because Lucy said I put that on my mom and dad. It won't happen.
Yes, she will eventually say that.
Yeah, sorry to jump, but my God.
Yeah, well, he's
thirsty.
But he's with the guys in the car talking about this. That he's like calling his shot. He's like, I'm gonna do this before the end of this trip.
And if he does it, by God. Lucy, I will come through the screen and punch you. Because, like, please.
Yeah.
And shake you, at least. Because we don't hit women, but still.
Gary rides with the women. Was it because Chase was so insufferable that... Because usually it's like, okay, men in this car, women in this car.
I think because Mads was in the car and he was showing off. Mm-hmm. I think there's no other reason but him peacocking.
Yeah, but he's also like super drunk too, because he is like, oh, I'll tell you everything. What do you want to know about the guy, what the guys really think about the women? I'll tell you everything.
Which, listen, I just have to say, I appreciate this, right? The amount of times women betray women's alliances, it's about time a man does it, all right? So thank you, Gary, for taking one for the team, because... Oh my God, the word vomit that comes out of this man, I'm tired of it, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm just tired of him.
Well, he not only is he talking about how, okay, everybody's scared of Daisy and the cook, she's cute, but she's a boyfriend. And then he like, at one point, like just gets out of the car and gets out of like the moving vehicle in the middle of the street.
He is totally... Again, I know drunk frat guys like this, but like not in their 30s.
Yeah.
Not in their 30s. Like, please get it together.
Right. And I don't know.
And did you see that? Because there's a producer or maybe a camera person, Rob. I don't know, but I've never seen that before. And it was just because of the outfit. I felt like I was a woman when they do like the wide shot of Gary outside, and it's someone like reaching over from the front seat. And I'm assuming it's a producer just probably being like, you freaking idiot. Like, stop.
You're going to die.
Literally. And it's like in Italy. Like,
please. Right. And I don't know what the open container laws are in Italy, but I don't know. It seems like, I feel like you're not allowed here in the U.S. to be like driving around with people with like open containers. And they were like, not only just open containers, they had like bottles of beer. And then they were like, you know, knocking. Well, what's that called when you take another person, a bottle and hit the top of another person?
Oh, yeah. I forget. A shot. Not shotgunning, because that's...
Yeah, that's like
shock top. Shock top.
Shock
right?
top. Oh my
is
god!
Is it not shock
top? I don't know.
Okay, I'd be lying. Me when I spread this.
Don't shock top me, please.
Oh god!
And so, like, yeah, it's like things are really getting out of hand before we even get to the restaurant. It's crazy. Oof. Okay. And so they get to the restaurant, and then of course Chase is like sitting next to Lucy. And this guy doesn't stop.
Well, and the fact that he sits by Lucy, right? That's already a setup. Poor Lucy. Like, this guy is just, like, harassing her.
No, he was horrible.
Horrible. And I think he should just, like, punch her.
She should get punched?
He should, sorry, punch him is what I mean. Like, yeah. God, because I'm tired of him. Tired.
Yeah. Victoria says, can you not drink in a limo or party bus? I guess you can. I don't know. I don't know what the laws are.
I'm sure maybe you can, because technically you're in the backseat, at least in America. But even then, I wouldn't risk it. But there must be some like production.
Yeah, I think you can drink in a limo or a party bus. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like in a passenger car, I feel like you're not allowed to be like drinking. But I'm sure that, look, I bet some of our listeners know the rules.
Yeah, believe in Italy, what can you do? Just yeah. LMK.
No, but Chase was horrible. And he is like going on and on and on. He gives a toast, which is cheers to boobies.
Again, his words, how do you not accidentally, quotation mark, spill your drink on this idiot?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like a wine stain, just so I ruin his few days. Yeah. Or she should mess up his laundry, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so he mentions the boob luges, and she promises you will, on her mom and dad, you will never get between them.
I don't know why, but this was top tier below deck moment.
She called her shot.
Yeah, because she is so fed up with this man that she cannot. She probably wants to like murder him in his sleep. And this is what she has to deal with.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen someone with so much conviction, Rob, to be like she hates anyone him. But you.
She hates him so much. And then eventually she's going to like go off on him. And he's like, hey, what do you want? For like, I had 10 drinks. Come on.
Do you have no shame?
Right.
Right. Like, who raised you? You're supposed to be a Southern gentleman. You a damn lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You are so uncouth. You need to go back to etiquette school. Embarrassment.
His cop out is like, hey, I'm super drunk. Okay.
We've all been there
by myself, all right.
But we've all been drunk, and I bet you are not harassed people. Yeah. Like, stop it.
You don't have to call and say I'm an a-hole. She's like, I never said that. But in confessional, she's like, no, he is an a-hole.
But I didn't say it then. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it now because he said it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think he knows that he's being horrible. And he has guilt around it. That's why he's acting up.
Mm-hmm. It's like, Chase, do you know that this is on TV? In the year of our Lord, 2023?
I do believe that production hates him and they are burying his ass. Because you can't tell me he's the only one acting a damn fool like this when they're drunk. Because with the only thing we got from other people was like Alex peeing, right? With the door open. Mm-hmm. And besides that, it's like Chase is getting like thrown under the bus constantly.
Yes. Okay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, Sasha, you've watched this multiple times. Can you give us the play-by-play of how things go when we get back to the boat?
Yeah. So here's the thing. I think it starts in the car. So Gary jumps in the car. Actually, everyone but Genius, Chase, and Colin are in the cab together. Okay. Then all of a sudden, I think Daisy's like feeling it, right? Because Alex is there, who she's already kind of kissed, and you know, they're talking, they're moving. Then Gary and Mads, they're massaging each other's legs, okay, which I do think is Gary's trick now, because he did the like weird foot holding with Chef before. Anyway, so Gary's doing that. Then they start making out. And then Daisy has a moment with Gary, right? Like she looks down kind of like, ugh, this is awkward. So I think that it's already kind of the fire, the embers are starting. Okay. Then it goes to hell. Everyone goes to hell in a handbasket because we're coming back. Chase is like, you know, I think they're setting us up. We're all good. Don't worry. They're back. They're home. And all of a sudden, Mads and Gary are like, where do we go? We need said bed.
Yeah.
Let's go to, because Gary said, I'm going to bed. And that's, you know, like people know that equals come to my bed with me when I say I'm going to bed. So Mads follows him. They're in bed. And here comes King Cockblock, freaking Eeyore. And he said, no, not in my house. All right. Dikembe Mutombo over here blocks it and says, couldn't be me. You got to get out. Makes him super uncomfortable and goes and tattles on them to Colin. In that time, Gary and Mads do end up going to the guest room, which I think is now your first time seeing this. So we're like, okay, y'all just clean this. But sure, they're going to. And then we start.
She's the one that has to go clean it again. So.
Yeah, I guess that's equitable because Gary's not doing anything. We know that.
It is equitable.
Please. And we hope. And then we start hearing the sex noises.
Yeah. Now, I thought that like, oh, they're like pretending because like these sound like very fake. And I watch with the closed captioning on and it's like Mads moaning. It says on the screen, I'm like, oh, they're messing with them. They're like, oh, they think we're hooking up. So she's like making like very like obvious, stereotypical, like moaning noises. I think it was real.
It was me thinks it was real because listen, turns out, Colin and Alex go on this like sex detective mode. I don't know why. Maybe they're just drunk and bored.
Yeah.
But they go, why would you open the door? That is so disrespectful. Colin, that was an L in your column.
Yeah. I feel like that I could see Chase doing this. But for Colin and Alex, I did think less of them.
Yeah, I feel like that was gross of Colin. I think Alex at least has a reason, right?
He's interested. Colin is just supposed to be a bro.
Yeah, I think he was probably trying to give him a taste of his own medicine. He said, you broke bro code, so will I. Except that, again, not at the expense of Mads. I don't appreciate that. And thankfully, we didn't see anything and there's no cameras in there. But like, God forbid they, you know, they saw anything that Mads was not comfortable with. I don't like that. Okay. I don't like that.
I think Gary didn't like it either.
Yes.
Because I think Gary was shook after that.
Oh my God. Gary said, I lost, you know, his mojo. I'll say that.
Yeah. Gary lost his mojo to add insult to injury.
Oh my God.
He's fallen and he can't get up. And Mads has to leave.
Please. that was a top tier joke. Please, Rob.
He is incapable of rising to the occasion again.
This talent show was a flop.
Very floppy. And he's
just like
out.
The flag.
He's out.
Yeah. He couldn't
what?
Raise the flag.
What? Gary. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But I also think that Mads was like, I'm out of here, bro.
Yeah, Mads is so like, okay, I'll just take the check. I'm gonna leave.
Matt said, I'm not paying for that. And no service was received. Mm-hmm. I got to call my credit card company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
So she goes back to her room.
Yes, and she is huffing and puffing, all right? She's like, and her privacy is violated, so I don't think she's wrong. So she's, so she tells Daisy, but Daisy is also her manager. Let's not forget all of that. So she tells Daisy, because she's saying they share, their roommates, bunkmates. Then Daisy says, oh, let me find out what's going on. Don't know if that was facetious or not, right? And this is where the wheels completely fell off the train. I don't know, Rob. So then Daisy goes and talks to Colin. Yeah. And is there are they spraying special aphrodisiacs in the air?
Glenn is gonna wake up and it's gonna be like the Donald Glover community meme where the whole boat is on fire and he's like carrying the pizza. Like, wait, what is going on?
No, but actually, because I have no idea. And then next thing you know, Colin explains what happened, and that's when they start flirting a little. I feel okay, they're a little bit touchy feely.
Yeah. Well, isn't there an alarm going off too?
Yes. Yeah. So that's what Colin was like. I gotta turn off the alarm or whatever, whatever. Sure, friend. So then Daisy's like, okay, let's sit down and talk. And then they said, no, let's go find Gary.
Yeah.
God, I was in shock. And then they go find Gary. And again, I don't know if it was the sex noises, the sex smell, what happened to Gary, to Colin and Daisy. Because they go giggle with Gary and then they start walking back. And then Colin says, what bed are we going to? And the next thing you know, they're making out.
Yeah, freaking Colin, who is not like that, right?
Because we've only known him in a relationship up until now.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Loved it.
So this was a fun part of this where they go back to Colin's room.
Well, he has her up against the wall for a little bit. And I was like, well, wow. Yes.
Yes.
But
they go to Colin's room. And Colin's roommate is loser Chase. And Chase is like, F my life.
Chase, I think if he could jump out into the sea, would have cinder blocks, I think would have at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Lolly, I agree. I was also jealous. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I can't. Okay. I can't. And then Chase wants to. Yeah. Like I said. So I think Chase makes him feel bad.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So Daisy says, I would rather be in my bed.
Okay.
Sure, Daisy. And then guess who's in there?
Mads. Who is Mads? Super Mads.
And then, oh my God. But that was so shady, right? Because she says, hey, Mads, do you care if Colin sleeps in here? He is not sleeping.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, Colin, who just blocked me and then made Gary unable to perform by barging into the room. Yeah, sure. Oh, I would love this.
But that is her boss, right? So what is she going to do?
Yeah.
So, again, a weird shot, right? This is where production just stop being creeps. But Matt is only in her underwear and shirt. And we get all of that. And then she walks, and then Colin, is like, Gary misses you.
Yeah.
You know you want Gary. Does she? Does she? Or are you bullying her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Colin would say anything to get her to leave.
Colin said, I'll give you my firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, please just leave, because this is years in the making.
Boy.
And she does, though. She leaves.
Yeah.
And then we get like a little hot little line or two. And I was like, I'm into it. Let's, okay.
Yeah. And boy, and those two losers, Chase and Alex, are going to wake up tomorrow morning and be like, I thought we were supposed to be like the hot deckhands on this show.
But Alex stays fumbling the bag. Because mm-hmm. I think even now she wants Alex more than she wants
yeah.
Gary. 1000%.
Sure.
And Alex, I think, has a better, I don't know if personality is the right word, but, you know, just he's a little more put together. I don't know.
Yeah, Gary is a mess.
Yeah. But Gary's been around the block, right? Around the shipyard yeah. and back, baby. Like, yeah. I don't need to be the, like, thousandth mm-hmm. on the, like, on his list, but.
Sure.
But you know, who else is reaching out to Mads? No one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you said also, Sasha, that there was some drama that spilled over to Instagram.
Yes. Okay. So, and it's very much about this. So Daisy did like an Instagram Q&A. She's like, I'm bored. Girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then, okay. Turns out first they asked her like, what's going on? Yes, thank you. So first they're like, you know, what's to come, blah, blah, blah. And she said there's a lot of stuff that we haven't seen. There's going to be some like more like guests drama, which I was like, we've been waiting, please. And there is some like anchor issues. There's going to be like one crew day out coming that is going okay. to like, that's her favorite. So I think we still have more mess to wait on.
Yeah.
Now, and she said more love triangles to come.
More love triangles to come. But this whole Below Deck episode could have been an episode of Mess Magnets.
Correct. Ugh, I loved it. And Hot Dummies on Boats. I love it. Okay. Multidimensional. Get you a show that can do it all. So then here. Okay. Now conspiracy theory hat time. Okay. All right. Because one of the questions was about obviously like how was it to kiss Colin? Daisy said she does not remember that specific night.
Okay.
Rob, if it's your first time, I don't think you would have such a laissez-faire answer. I feel that they were hiding it. And that is not the first time. Because just how easily all of it happened and how quickly it all happened.
Yeah. So you feel like that they have hooked up off the show maybe?
Yes. Because I feel that the way she was just like, I mean, you know, I knew it would happen this season, but I don't remember the specific night. That's how she said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would provide some more backstory of why she was so upset when Colin had some criticisms of the way that she was running the interior. So I could see it.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I just feel like something's going on, y'all. Because then she did say, okay, I've got a lot of DMs about Colin. And she appreciated that it was hot for us to watch. But she said it was very cringy for her. And she thought she was going to throw up. So I was like, interesting. They must not be together. Because, you know, you wouldn't talk about your person like that. Then someone asked, do you have a crush on Colin? And she said, I don't do crushes. I don't fancy anyone. But it was obvious to her that Colin had a crush on her since season one.
Okay.
She said that she always knew they would hook up since the start. Because every time they talked, they walked by each other. And this is like from seasons, okay? Not just this season. It turns out that the vibe was always there, but he's always had a girlfriend. Or she said girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
So plural.
Yes.
So that's why I was like, something's up, you know? And my conspiracy senses are tingling.
Okay. Did Chase do an Instagram live?
Chase should be blocked if he does. But no, I did not see anything on these streets.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, my God. And yeah. And then we get they asked her about the love triangle. And she says, listen, the boys aren't happy. And that's going to be an issue. And that might come up. But Colin has had multiple girlfriends. Gary is Gary. So she doesn't think she did anything wrong by hooking up with both of them.
Gary's going to Gary. Yeah.
And then the last thing about Colin and Daisy, which is unfortunate. So fast forward a little if you don't want to be spoiled. But allegedly, she has him blocked on Instagram.
Colin. She has Colin blocked on Instagram.
They don't follow each other.
Oh.
But yeah. So boy, I'm sad.
That is intense.
Yeah, I'm sad because I thought and alleged there were pictures, I think, of them like that they dated after the show, but then they were in LA and, you know, like they didn't end up meeting up, blah, blah, blah. So speculation.
Yeah.
They don't follow each other, at least. That's for sure. Okay. I checked.
Is there more to the story that's going to come out?
That's what I think.
Or do you feel like that maybe some of these Bravo people are like going for their own like Scandoval?
Agreed. Okay, listen, they like the chat also said this, but yeah, I think the production, they're trying to stir the pot a little bit. But you do you. I like it. I want to talk about it on this pod. So give me everything.
Give it to us.
I like being lied to. Gaslight me. It's okay. Yeah.
That's what the Bravo Network does.
Yeah. And I saw this like, you know, our listeners are amazing. Thank you for all the 5-star reviews also, y'all. But anyway, so they sent me all a few interviews of Daisy. And she said that she doesn't talk to Gary and Colin, but she says I converse with them. Let's just say that. So I mean, think that it's
a podcast
not
with them.
No, which is a podcast with the other stews though.
Oh,
yeah. And then they asked her, "Would you date Gary?" on another interview, and she said no. But then it to me again, it felt like she was kind of like because he's not ready. Yeah,
he's not ready. Yeah.
So you know that. Yeah, that is a like Daisy tea. I've scouted.
That was pretty good.
From these streets.
Pretty good Daisy tea. Now, my episode, I cut it off before I saw the previews for next week. Do you have
any? There were none.
Oh, there were none? Okay. I was
said
like,
to be continued.
I couldn't get it to play. I was like, I must have screwed this up.
No. It just said to be continued. I think because it's just a hookup fallout, so they don't want to give us anything.
Oh, okay.
I think, okay, do we think that, I guess here, yeah, conspiracy theory speculation. I think there might be some Colin Gary drama out of this because I see Gary waking up with Mads, right? Feeling like $1 million, I'm king, look at me, la, la, la.
If, that's a big if. This is like the episode where the boat wasn't working and it's like, I don't know. We got to see if we can fix the turbo.
Oh my God. Fly in some extra parts, apparently.
Wake up Glenn. See if he can text some people.
Listen, Glenn and Gary are in a romance anyway, so why not? Why not? I'm sure
it's
Glenn.
Like, boy, if we can't get the boat working, these passengers are going to be pissed.
And then I'll get the boat working. No problem, apparently. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think that there will be drama
Chase
with
Chase is
that.
Like, I'll get the motorboat. Chase, go to bed.
I'll get it going for everyone. He is so thirsty. Like, I'm embarrassed for him.
Yeah.
The Lord, even on my most down days, don't ever have made me look that thirsty in life. Please. Please. So I'm excited because I think Gary's going to wake up like $1 million. Hopefully he's like, look at me, hair flip. Yeah, yeah. And then he sees his best friend with his will they, won't they.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be bad.
Yep. Okay. Well, that would be a love triangle.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. And then Alex, maybe we'll see. We'll feel some kind of way.
Yeah, swoop
but,
in.
You know, doesn't talk. So who knows?
And Chase will get fired.
Yeah.
When Glenn hears about this. Yeah.
As if. Oh, do you think that? So people have been speculating that Chase does not make it to the end.
Maybe he quits. Maybe that's why they bury him so bad.
That's true. Because I think if you get fired, I don't know that they'll bury you this bad, but you're right. If there's a quit, production hates you.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that if it was like a situation, it was like an HR issue where production had to fire him, I kind of almost feel like that they would like for legal reasons, like need to be a little bit more sensitive around the issues. Mm-hmm. But if he just like quits, like it's like, all right, well, we'll make you look like a huge mega douche.
I love it. It's so bad. It's so bad. Yeah. Yeah, that's her story. And I also have some Captain Glenn's, Captain Lee. Captain Lee, sorry. Captain Lee, the OG below deck captain, who we started this whole journey with from season one, episode one. Turns out he wasn't invited back officially to Below Deck 11. And so he feels some type of way because he's like, I'm not retired, but they have, you know, gone their own directions, is what he said in an interview. It's because people were speculating a lot. It's now true. He said it. It's on Us Weekly. And turns out he is going to be back with Bravo, though, and doing other stuff. He won't say, but he said it's on land. That's all we know.
Something on land, on Bravo.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm assuming like one of these reality, you know, like not a summer house, but something like that. Kind of like where all the stars come together, maybe.
Okay. Stars on Mars.
Or he's on Traders.
Yeah. Traders. Yeah. That'd be exciting.
Oh, man. Yeah. Listen, if Captain Lee was on Traders, it's a wrap for everyone.
He would be good.
Captain Lee's wild. Okay. Like his one-liners, chef's kiss. And he's like 70 years old. He doesn't give two shits about anything wrong. Mm-hmm. He will say whatever he wants. Okay. He does not care. So anyway, I'm excited. I just wanted to, you know, give that out because a bunch of people sent that to me. So I feel like I needed to bring that up.
Okay.
But yeah.
Sasha, anything else about Below Deck?
No. That's it. Yeah, that was all the tea as well.
Okay. Well, this was a great week of Below Deck. Really fun to go through it all with you. What's coming up over on Mess Magnets?
Yes, we will be talking the Royals. Again, lots of speculation this week, I must say, where people are dragging.
What are the Royals doing now?
Listen, they're roiling, Rob, because we're hearing things about problems with Harry and Meghan, which equals more than 90%, allegedly, though, you know, that William and Kate might be divorcing. We don't know. Because he's a cheater, allegedly. And there's a certain rose in the life. So hear more on Mess Magnets to see what all that is. And yeah, just a lot of fun speculation over there on RHAP's Pop Culture and our Hot Topics Hot Goss podcast.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm excited. But yeah, this was such a fun episode, Rob. I hope everyone listens to
this. Definitely best episode of the season by far. So really, really fun one to go through with you. Of course, so much other stuff going on here on RHAP. Over on the Hit or Quit podcast, we talked about a show called Hot Wheels : Ultimate Challenge, which was a ridiculous show to talk about. And Liana joined Jenny and I for that's plenty of other stuff going on all of your favorite shows over at robhasawebsite.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to check out the Vanderpump coverage happening. robhasawebsite.com/Bravo feed for that. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.